What is the most important conversation you've ever had?
Changing my life in that way. I had a conversation with Bill Clinton that actually had impact on my life.
Tell me more about this.
Well, he interviewed me for his book.
What?
I told you she's an entrepreneur.
I can't believe we are just getting to this little detail. That's so exciting.
Because a fear of mine is like that girl who was written about by Bill Clinton when she was 22 and like hasn't done anything since or whatever.
Tell me the story.
It was about the nonprofit, Challah mm-hmm. for Hunger.
Uh-huh. So tell me what the mission of the nonprofit was.
It started out just as a club in my college where we would get together every week and bake challah, mm-hmm. a lot of it. And baking 100 loaves of challah is very different than baking 100 cookies. Mm-hmm. Like, you need a lot of people. It's a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of product.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold it and donated the money that we raised. Oh. And so now there are about 80 chapters.
So it's ongoing. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Around
she's,
the U.S.
She's the founder. Like, she started it all herself.
That's amazing. I co-founded the first chapter. Mm. There were other people there.
Yeah.
It was
your idea, right? Yeah, So it started off as a club. You guys were just making bread.
It wasn't really an idea so much as an action, actually.
Oh.
Like, I didn't have an idea and, like, go out and build something. I got to college and I didn't know what to do with myself, so I started baking.
Mm-hmm.
And people came to learn, and then I had an idea, like, okay, all these people are eating all this challah and then complaining that their friends are eating all of the challah, so there's demand for the product, and all these people are showing up to make it. So there's demand for the activity of baking. Mm-hmm. And, like, let's do it on a bigger scale for a good purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the idea stage.
Okay.
And other people were involved from the very beginning.
Are you still involved?
I'm on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit in 2013
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
Travis died. Yes. But I'm still on the board. Mm-hmm. And now other people run it, other staff. Obviously, my chapter has had a few generations of turnover in college leadership
mm-hmm.
only last 4 years.
Where'd you go to college?
Scripps. It's one of the Claremont colleges in California.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Now I'm involved on this, like, you know, big picture mm-hmm. level mm-hmm. instead of the day-to-day.
Okay, so Bill Clinton calls you up.
Yeah. Because he was writing a book called Giving, mm-hmm. about giving of time and money and skill.
Okay.
And he wanted to include Challah for Hunger in it.
He really just called you one day, right? Out of the blue, right?
It was kind of out of the blue. He spoke on my campus my senior year, and I, like, convinced enough people that I should go to the VIP event, and I snuck a loaf of Challah in.
Oh.
It was totally sketchy. And I did it in, like, this, wrapped in foil. Like, totally unpresentable. And I, like, literally snuck it over to him because they don't want you to, like, be handing anything to them.
Right.
But I was like,
dude, so funny. I've got something for you.
Yeah.
It may look like a hunk of tinfoil.
Or like something hidden under a hunk of tinfoil. Yeah, like this could be.
This is not an explosive.
Right.
It's an explosion of flavor in your mouth.
Yes. But he's been very important in my life.
Wow.
So I gave him this loaf of challah in a really ugly and pixelated brochure that I had made like an hour before in the computer closet in my dorm. And like 2 months later, I got an email and the subject was President Clinton and the message was basically wants to talk to you.
At first we were like, this is fake. Somebody's messing with me.
I closed the computer and left. I was like, I don't know. I knew it wasn't fake because mm-hmm. it was a Challah for Hunger email address that I just started, so there was no spam.
Oh.
And
you'd just given the president a loaf of the bread, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was a few months, but yeah, I literally closed my computer and didn't check it the rest of the day. And then the next day, I forwarded the message to my dad, and I was like, I don't have words. I'm just going to type keys. And my dad wrote back right away and was like, yeah, that guy called the house looking for you yesterday.
Oh, that guy.
Not Clinton, like his assistant.
Okay, I was like, that guy.
I mean, the message was from, mm-hmm. Justin. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and so I wrote back and I was like, well, I'm traveling in Europe right now. Should we talk when I get back to the U.S.? Mm-hmm. And he wrote, where are you? We'll call you tomorrow at this time. So I had an interview with President Clinton. And months later, I got home. I was living with my grandmother at the time, and I got home really late, and there was an envelope on my bed from Chappaqua, New York, and I opened it, and it was a check from the Clinton Family Foundation to Hall for Hunger, which actually didn't exist as an entity yet. You know, you have to exist to deposit a check that's to you. So that forced me to, like, actually start the nonprofit. And then we had funding from him, and the person who started our Australia chapters found out about it from Bill Clinton's book. So it really, like...
Wow, yeah. Set off a chain of events.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So he asked you questions. Like, he actually... Yeah.
And speaking of interviewing, he actually was doing the kind of thing where you, like, mumble back what the person said while you're writing it down.
Yeah.
So we had lots of pauses while he was taking notes.
Taking notes.
Yeah.
He's not recording.
And there was one where I was like, you know, you can use your purchasing power for good. And he said, use your purchasing power for good. That's a great line.
I'm totally going to put that in the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we did Bill Clinton impersonations as well.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
I'm really, really good at impersonations.
Are you?
No, I'm embarrassing.
I wish I could do something other than... I can do Melissa, and I can do Goofy Melissa.
That's a really important one.
That's the end.
No, my impersonation story is that... So, Bill Clinton was on MTV, and he ended up talking about Hall for Hunger, and he was doing a panel with Alicia Keys and Bono, and I can't remember who else. And so Clinton started talking about Hall for Hunger and said Ellie didn't have a lot of money, but she loved baking, so she started with that. Start from where you are. And Bono interrupted and said, stop from where you are. This is my Bono impression. That's a great line. Has anyone written that song? Edge, get on it. And my mom's, like, really mad at Bono for interrupting Bill Clinton while Bill Clinton was talking
about you. Yes.
So the story is one of my dad's really good friends is Gabby Giffords, the member of Congress who was shot. And when Gabby was shot, Bono actually remembered meeting her and called up her husband to say, like, hey, can we come visit Gabby? And... we went on a family trip with Gabby and Mark, her husband, 3 or 4 years ago in Europe. And Bono and the Edge have a house together in France. And so they invited Gabby and her family to come over there. And my Gabby has an entourage. So my whole family couldn't go with her because that would have been like 7 more people. But I got to go as like the Winkleman appointee to the... delegation to Bono's house in France.
Lucky you.
Yeah, and they had this big table set for lunch, and they wanted me to sit at the head of the table, and I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't. So Bono and Edge, their wives rearranged so I could go sit at the other end of the table. But then I got up to walk to the bathroom, and on my way back, Bono and Edge were here, and Mark and Gabby were there, and Mark was like, wait, Ellie, you know, stop and say hi to Bono and Edge. And I ended up, like, standing at the head of the table, like, talking. And then I ended up doing my Bono impression.
Oh, no.
Because I just started telling this. I was like, yeah, you know, I think Mark said, like, you actually might remember Ellie's story because of this time that you talked. That you were on the panel and Bill Clinton was there and told Ellie's story. And I was like, yeah. And then you interrupted him and said, Edge, get on it. And I, like, did my Bono.
For Bono.
And then, you know, halfway through it, I'm like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Ellie! Like, I really just wanted to sit at that side of the table and be quiet and, like.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then they rearranged the table for me to sit. They, like.
They probably were waiting for more impressions.
It was already, like, by that point, it was already, the food was served, and, like, then the wives, like, brought my plate back over to this side of the table, and it was so bad. But then Bono was like, oh, yeah, I remember that, and started doing his Bill Clinton impression.
Oh, so it was just impression hour.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And insane.
That's an insane story.
Yeah.
Wow.
But sometimes, like, I don't think
celebrities. You've just, like, got... What other celebrities have you met?
I've just had a really, like, crazy, lucky... Yeah, I don't... No, those are my best celebrities.
Those are the good ones. Yeah. Okay, good.